Hello and welcome back to OT Talk with Mr. T, the show where we talk how to live a more functional, a more occupational, a more independent life through the lens of an occupational therapist. We are here in season four. We've talked so many things over the years, over the seasons, trying to help you live more functionally, live more occupational, live more independently. In the past seasons, we've talked fine motor skills, functional life skills. This season, we turned it around. Introspecting of myself and my family's life, how we do different things to get our life more functional, how we appreciate different things inside, outside our house, in the world at large. PSA, reminder, FYI, in a week or two, we're going to take our big winter hiatus. We're going to take a break around Hanukkah time or so, and then we'll come back later on in the school year. Just like other shows, Lahav, they'll do that, take a break, and then come back, because we try to bring the show from September to the end with one or two hiatuses, a winter one and a spring one probably. So stay with us, stick with us, and God willing, we'll come back. But for today, let's talk a little bit for the love of nature, the love of outdoors. Hashem, God made this wonderful, beautiful world and everything in it. How often do we appreciate and understand and really take to heart this wonderful life and wonderful world He made for us, this wonderful nature He gave to us? We call things weather, we call things nature, but really deep down, let's be honest, it really comes from God. It comes from Hashem, the one above, the one creator, and He made this beautiful world. He made so many things in the world that we really don't appreciate. We really don't understand, and we really don't take to heart. We take everything for granted, unfortunately. What can we learn, if not for during this crazy pandemic of 2020, how fragile and fleeting life is? If we just take appreciation, we're going to talk a little bit more about this for the love of gratitude in a couple of episodes in the future, but for now, we take the idea of nature. We take the idea of the world around us and just understand and appreciate every little thing Hashem, God, makes for us. Beautiful trees, beautiful grass, beautiful blue sky, the beautiful world that is perfectly accentuated on its axis, exactly in orbit. Hashem put it exactly where it's supposed to be. If it was a degree closer to the sun, we would burn up, they say. If we were a degree away from the sun, they say that we would freeze. Can you imagine the brilliance? God putting things exactly in that spot so we're not destroyed on any level. The brilliance of the atmosphere, if there was like 1% oxygen, it would be too much for us in the air. If it was 1% less, it would also be too much for us. It's exactly made by Hashem, by God, that it's in the perfect manner, that the air itself is like 21% oxygen, not too much carbon dioxide. We give out the carbon dioxide to the plants, and the plants give us the oxygen. But everything is made in such a crazy way, such a beautifully crazy way, that it's mind-boggling to think. You just go to the beach one day when nobody else is there and just stare at the sand. The idea of sand, what is sand? It's this crazy texture, this crazy ability. You walk in it and it feels soft. And it comes from, I don't even know how it comes about or where it's from, but the science is behind it, obviously comes from God. But you look at the ocean, you look at the water, you appreciate what's around you, what's out there. We don't take it to heart. We don't really appreciate what's out there. Only on some tiny level were we able to appreciate it. When my wife and I took our kids to Cape Cod a few summers ago, we did it twice, and we were able to have the ability to look out on the beach, on the serenity of listening to the sounds of the water, the serenity of sitting on the beach, not when everyone is around us having a hullabaloo. I like when it's just us, me, my wife, and our kids on the beach, running into the water, running back for the water, just appreciating the beautiful beauty that is nature, that Hashem put and made and called nature. And the weather, when He could bring us a beautiful breeze and He could bring us beautiful trees, how the trees change color in the fall and then they fall off and then they come back and revitalize every year in the spring, how there could be a juicy orange, a beautiful orange, a really succulent strawberry, any type of fruit, any type of vegetable that He makes from a tiny seed and causes it to become this beautiful fruit. I don't care what science is behind it. The creator, the originator behind it, God brings it to us in such a wonderful, amazing way. Take it for granted. Just go berry picking, go apple picking, like I did with my family growing up, and we took our own kids a few times over the years. Granted, I hated the bees. Bees I could do without. That's one thing that's hard for me to come to terms with in how God created nature and whatnot. But in general, looking at these fruits, looking at these vegetables, looking at the beautiful nature, I love when my wife and I take our kids and we go to a nearby park. It doesn't have to be Yosemite National Park. It doesn't have to be the Grand Canyon to appreciate the beauty of the wonder that is the nature God put in this world. But that is a very good indicator. You go to the Grand Canyon. I never was there, but I've seen pictures. My friend went there. what is the concept of a humongous cavern has a canyon that has water at the bottom? It's crazy how these things are made, how the mountains, the mountainous regions, even not even the Catskill Mountains in New York, but the mountains all over, the Rocky Mountains, and how crazy there's so many different aspects to the world. What I love about Israel, one of the many things I love about Israel, where I hope we'll end up one day, is that there are so many microcosms of the entire world. It's like a microcosm of the entire earth in that tiny, tiny land. They say Israel is the size of New Jersey. New Jersey is not that big, but the whole country, the whole state of Israel is the size of Jersey. But in that state, you could go through the whole breadth of the country in 6 hours drive. The top of the country has Mount Hermon, the Hermon Mountain, a beautiful snow-capped mountain, and the bottom of the country, the current modern country, a lot, which whatever is not the same as the biblical country of Israel, but still, you could go scuba diving and skydiving and whatnot in a lot. Then you go from side to side, you have a lot, you have the Dead Sea, you have Masada, you have the Golan, the Galil, you have rainforest, you have the desert, you have the snow mountains, and you have the beaches, all in the same land. Isn't that crazy? How cool. Whole microcosm of the entire earth is in that state, that wonderful country. I highly, highly recommend you going and visiting and staying there and getting to love and learn the land like I do. But even outside the land of Israel, there's so many different climates in the entire world. You have rainforests, you have deserts, you have jungles, and you have mountains, you have caverns and canyons. Everything Hashem, God, created. Do we really appreciate and understand it, or do we have to watch a series on Discovery Channel to really understand it? Do we have to open National Geographic to really appreciate what's around us and what's out there? Even during pandemic times when we can't be around people, you could still Google Earth these things. You could still take Zoom tours. You could still take Google Meet tours, video tours, watch YouTube videos, listen to audios and podcasts about it, appreciating the Earth we're on. We're on the Earth anyway. We're here only for 120 years or so. Why not appreciate and take what's given to us and actually utilize it and actually see what's out there? We didn't even use the backyard nearly as much before the pandemic, but going outside, having the ability to go outside on a small microcosm is a wonderful thing. There are trees out there, there's grass out there, we have the swings out there, we could feel the breeze out there, we could see the beautiful sun, and we could see the clouds, and it could be a wonderful thing. You could go to a nearby park and really understand and feel the beautiful ocean, see the lake, see the trees around you, see the branches around you, see the bushes around you, for the love of nature. Understanding that we only get one life, how are we going to use it? How are we going to utilize what's out there? It's good for your serenity. It's good for your mental health. It's good to functionally appreciate how to bring independence of using and being involved with the world. We're going to be taken to task after 120 years if we didn't appreciate all the things we were given by God, especially that from the world. So if you have ability, even on a Sunday, or if you're working remotely and your kids are home, you have time, go take a little drive. Sometimes throughout the summer, we took drives just for the sake of drives to see really nice houses, to see really nice trees, to see the nice ocean, the harbor, the bay, so many different things. I would even recommend going out on the water. I myself get very seasick and am very terrified of being on the water, one of my 20,000 fears. I don't really like being on a boat on the water. But if you like to, you're great to do so. Parasailing, if you do not have a fear of heights, which also I do, then that's granted another wonderful thing to do. I think of when my wife and I went to Israel and London on our honeymoon, which was one of the best trips of our entire life. We were able to just sit on our balcony in Netanya, a beautiful, beautiful beach town in Israel. And we sat there and we were just able to see everybody walking around. There were parasailers and paragliders. Just so amazing that you could be in the sky but connected to a boat. I think of when I was in camp, we were on the lake, and I didn't like swimming. I didn't like the lake when I was in camp, but the idea of being on a motorboat attached to the tube, I loved. That was very exhilarating. That was very interesting. I don't know how cool the lake was, but the idea of being attached, understanding, appreciating the water, the lake around us. If you have a pool, utilize it and use it in your community or in your house if you happen to have one. And if you don't have one, you can make it. But understand and appreciate, for the love of nature, we have all this stuff around us. We don't grasp it. We don't utilize it. We don't incorporate it into our own life. Let it be a part of your habit and routine every week or a few weeks, throughout the months, throughout the years. utilize the nature that God gave us. Appreciate the nature that He gave us. Appreciate all the elements in our own country. There's so many beautiful things in different aspects. If you're out here on Long Island like we live, there's wonderful things even here on Long Island. You could go to the edge of the island. They call it the N Montauk, a 2 hour or so drive from the middle of Long Island. And there's also wonderful things that you could see in different states. New Hampshire we've been to, we've seen Vermont, we've seen Rhode Island, we've seen Massachusetts. There's so many different states that are drivable, even from New York or wherever you are, that you could see within your own country, within your own city, within your own town, within your own part of the world. There's so many things to see and appreciate. Make sure you do so. Incorporate it into your own life. Make your life feel more functional by utilizing the grounds around you, the nature around you, by utilizing the wonderful elements that is your earth, that is your world, in our time, in our day, and in our age. Join us next time as we talk for the love of photography here on OT Talk with Mr. T, and I'm your host, Mr. T.